First Day of My Life, written by Lisa Williamson and read by Helen Keeley. Jojo, it's me. Where the flip are you? I've got to be at the salon by midday, remember? If you're not here by 11, I'm going without you, okay? I hang up and place my phone face down on the table.
Still here?
My 18-year-old brother Luca asks, making me jump. It's not polite to sneak up on people, I tell him, as he lumbers into the kitchen wearing nothing but a pair of grimy-looking boxer shorts.
As if I'd waste my time,
he retorts, opening the fridge, then letting out a lingering belch as he peruses the contents. You could at least put a t-shirt on, I say, scrunching up my nose in disgust.
Are you joking? It's 33 degrees already,
he replies, shutting the fridge and opening the freezer below. He sticks his hand into the almost empty bag of ice cubes and pulls out a fistful, stuffing them into his mouth. I hope you washed your hands.
Maybe, maybe not,
he says, grinning, as he crunches down on the ice. You're disgusting.
Why, thank you,
he says, performing a little bow. I drag one of Mum's rubbish magazines across the table towards me and pretend to concentrate on an article about a woman who's convinced her goldfish is actually her dead husband, while Luca bangs about making toast. Mum and Dad purposefully had Luca and me close together. There's just 18 months between us, in the hope we'd get on. Their plan backfired spectacularly. In fact, Mum reckons if bickering were an Olympic sport, the two of us would have a clutch of gold medals by now. I didn't think it was possible. But just lately, Luca's been even more of a pain than usual. He picked up his A-level results last week, and despite barely revising, got more than enough points to secure his place at Bristol. He's been lording it about ever since, making out his God's gift to academia.
You know what your problem is, Frankie?
He says, leaning against the sink while he waits for his toast to pop up. Enlighten me, I say, rolling my eyes.
You've got no tolerance.
Now that's where you're wrong. I've got no tolerance for you, Luca Ritchie.
Nah, you're the same with everyone. No wonder Jojo's ditched you.
Excuse me?
I heard you leaving that arsey voicemail just now.
I closed the magazine. So you were eavesdropping on me.
Don't flatter yourself, Frankie. You're not that interesting. I had no choice. You've got a voice like a foghorn.
It's called projection, I snap. And for your information, I wasn't being arsey, Luca. I was being direct. Jojo's nearly an hour late. I gesture at the oven clock. 10:59.
Maybe she went to school without you,
Luca suggests, slathering butter on his toast. And why would she do that? We had an arrangement.